My mother died 2 years ago, and three things I remember so strikingly about her was that she was a people person, and she was very svelte and lean. Her muscles were cut. Even in her 90s, she was leading the exercise classes in the lockdown dementia unit, and all her life, even in the lockdown dementia unit at the end, she was a born-again chocolateaholic. She would eat, I remember, one of those large size Hershey bars, the ones on steroids, every single day while I was growing up. Yet, everyone would see and comment about how fit and thin she was. Was chocolate my mother's secret weapon that's now being proved to be a thin waist's secret weapon? Well, a recent study came out of the University of California, San Diego, and it's kind of rocked our world for a number of reasons. For years, science has acknowledged the beneficial role of chocolate in many aspects of food, from blood pressure lowering to improving insulin sensitivity, which we now know is important to protect against diabetes, cancer, even heart disease. But it was thought that all of these benefits were probably kind of offset by its high fatty caloric content. But this new study out of California, which was analyzing various factors on over 1,000 people who happened to be on statins, and then they were asked how often they consumed chocolate, as well as investigating all kinds of other details in their life, what they ate, what they drank, how much they exercised, holding all the other factors aside, the more the people ate chocolate, the leaner they were, meaning they had lower body mass index, a lower BMI. Well, these findings are in harmony, I like that they're in harmony, with the emerging nutritional literature that suggests that the character of calories is more what counts, not just the quantity, and that this has an impact on metabolic syndrome, weight, blood pressure, blood fat levels, and blood sugar levels. This came out of the Archives of Internal Medicine in 2012. And, you know, I had been engaged to an emergency room doc who was an athlete. And he used to say with tremendous commitment that it's weight is just calories in, calories out, exercise in, exercise out. And it all comes down to that. And that's that. Well, apparently with calories, that is not that. This is more what that is. I feel like I'm doing a Seinfeld routine. It's the quality of calories that counts, not just the quantity. And the quality of a chocolate calorie tends to have a different effect on us than the quality of other kinds of fats. You know, this is one reason why years ago I designed the first chocolate nutraceutical for Natrol, which was a company in California who started a separate company to sell these weight loss truffles, and I stuck or formulated scientifically proven weight loss nutrients inside tasty, low glycemic, healthy dark chocolate. And it was really cool because we launched the company in the very same chocolate facility where I Love Lucy, I love this, filmed Lucille Ball's famous chocolate conveyor belt scene. That was really hysterical. But the lawyers at that time said that the term glycemic index, which had just come out, was a trend and not here to stay. Beware of opinions of others, even those you pay for, maybe sometimes especially those you pay for. So between the lawyer's opinions and the hot weather, it all made a bit of a difficulty for the truffle presentation. So presently, I'm not a millionaire sitting on my chocolate weight loss truffle laurels, but chocolate is not only low glycemic, it has robust plant chemical content that appears to boost thermogenesis, which is our fat-burning capabilities, all by its lonesome. Ah, sweet chocolate. See, I get to say that my mother was right. Lindsay Berkson, BodyMindHormones.com. Bye.